Denise, I wrote this letter and I want to just, I feel comfortable finally now to tell everything that has happened. And this is the truth, what has happened. And basically, I want to state what has happened. What's real? I get stronger and stronger because I know she protects. What happened at work was real and where I feared for my life. It's only where I gave people chances as they didn't aid me at all. I was scared for my life since I knew about the contract, loopholes, and all about training. Rest assured, the 2-hour window when I needed medical help, as no one called, it was too late. The damage they have caused. I called the numbers to prove how I was on a PDMD plan and not to blow the whistle too fast as I needed a psychiatrist because I had full-blown psychosis. Nothing was never rehearsed as they caused the brain damage. I was psychotic as I needed help. They left me alone to die in my house. Denise saved my life since I knew I had her. She was the best resource to aid me. I had no control of what I was doing since I was in psychosis mode. I was scared for my life. It was real, but I thought I was going to die. When a person goes into psychosis, they may want to harm themselves. I had the mindset to do so in a way, but I was fighting back and forth. It was when I realized I had no control of what I was doing. That's when my motor skills were doing things that I never wanted. A person who experienced psychosis needs medical attention. I never wanted to leave my house, since I thought the accounting firm was going to kill me with the serious actions that they have caused. I was experiencing psychosis for over 8 days before I saw a psychiatrist who was in on it. Let me explain for what it's like to have psychosis at the time. Firstly, since no one called me and I was hanging by a lifeline. When you go through psychosis, your mind goes through many stages. For most people, it is a gradual nature. My mind became incompetent after 4 or 5 days working at the accounting firm, since I knew about the loopholes. This is exactly what caused the psychosis and why it all came about, and this is what it has caused. I knew prior, having knowledge of the loopholes. I was worried about someone in the HR department. When I approached there, someone gave me a big greedy grin. When you have no people to train you, where you must ask for a laptop, where they forget to give you a lock for it, where you don't know what web pages to go on, when you see that you're on a PDMD plan, where you must write quickly phone numbers, where you must hide a piece of paper, where you feel that you shouldn't be looking there, where you must decide if you should pursue the fraud or not, then going on a web page to leave a clue behind, which you believe about network files that are online and part of legal backup fraud, where finally after 4 hours someone from HR sees you, where you must go around and ask for your work, where you feel that someone tells you you're not entitled to benefits, where HR blames another HR person, where you hear an HR name but they are away, where no one greets you and they are all unexpected of me, when you believe they made a flaw in your contract, where you must debate if you should say anything or not, where you can't tell your fiancé about what was happening, where you go home and hide the piece of paper in a safe place, since it's your hard evidence to report the fraud, when you speak with HR again and email stating that you want the benefits, still wanted back to hear from HR to welcome you, had to decide to approach a partner, tried to schedule an appointment with him, finally had the courage to approach, made the issue about breaching the contract, trying to conduct yourself at the highest standards, still not telling your wife what is happening, but tried to hint to her it's a major issue, knowing that you're not covered. Knowing you're not covered under any laws, asking yourself if it's morally right to have these benefits, then scheduling a meeting with a partner and he doesn't respond to an email. So you must go and approach him or yourself, standing up for the matter in front of him. After he tells you that the HR is gone, as he tells you that they're not violating anything, by questioning him, and he hits around who got your resume and other HR necessary duties. Knowing that he was using the loophole to benefit the company, get an email from HR stating sorry about the confusion, walking by and seeing an HR person crying, still trying to manage doing your work, then asking to go home early since you need a break, as you are now on serious grounds of what you already knew already, then trying to work but you're fearing about what you already knew. It was bothering you as your workload effort was diminishing. Trying again one more time to go home early, but they don't allow you to, that you must ask the director. Looking for the director, but she's not in her office. Trying to stay focused for a couple more hours to do my work. Had to email the director to explain why I needed a fresh start, that they needed to accommodate me, as it was true, but at the same time, to see if she would respond back. Trying to confront the director took ambition. The next morning, no response, but looking for someone to talk to, a work buddy. Was at 50% low working capacity after now. Still trying to get a response from the director. Waiting for someone to guide me on what I should do. Then I believe I was in psychosis taking over, as I feared, that I knew too much about the loophole contracts. Have an HR person call you at your desk while everyone was around, as you had no privacy to talk to about the CIA route you were after, certified internal auditor. Telling them you took too many blows as you needed help, requesting help, but the person approaches you unprofessionally and realize he's part of the scandal. Still not telling Denise what was happening, so it was confidential matters and you didn't know how to approach about the fraud of the contracts. Knowing already about the signature and had reasonable grounds that he was part of it too. Having a letter from Denise to make sure that I was doing fine. Still trying to wait for a response from the director, but nothing. Going to the doctors and believe someone is following you. The position that I was in was more than acute psychosis. I was fearing that I had too much information about the illegal practices. I never experienced that someone was perhaps following you, that you had to hide your fear so they wouldn't detect, only to stay safe. Arriving at the doctor's office and sitting in the room, debating if you should say anything or just keep quiet. Then seeing a male delivery person looking intimidating you, thinking that it was there to watch you, to make sure that you keep your mouth shut. He came close through the door, and that's when I feared to the extreme and to do something quick. Quick without saying anything, since I was threatened. I could think of what I did to give a sign as I got a jolt there to give me the idea. I just wanted the door to close. That's when it was back open, wearing there was this guy was at where he was at now. Leaving and driving myself back to work, knowing that the psychosis was overpowering everything, was on a mode of survival. Write another letter to the director, but no response. The idea of placing a box of candy to leave a clue behind to recall what happened at the doctor's office. Now realizing this is serious, I must inform people since I have a professional obligation to do so. Just sitting in my chair and waiting for the director to call me. I didn't have a competent mind, and I knew that it was serious. Still waiting for a director to respond. Over the weekend, thinking that someone should call or email me, but nothing happens. Going into work, just to read my email for a response from the director. Then worried about they could be ganging up on you and perhaps harm you. Looking for a psychiatrist for medical help. Looking for someone to get a hold of since I needed to talk to someone about the signature contract fraud. Then my head was pounding, and my neck was getting tight. Then I walked by to see where everyone was at, as they closed the door on me. Was feeling alone, and then someone might be after me, since I knew too much information. I called the director and demanded to call me at the office or at my home. Got a death look from a person as he walked by my desk. The pounding on my head was so heavy, I could feel my pressure in the back of my head, and that's where my neck was like someone hit me with a crowbar. Had exhausted all matters and was scared for my safety, and the safest was place to be at my house. Debating if I should tell anyone that I was going home, was going to tell the director, but saw the first person who was another person. Felt I a bit relieved since I thought he was going to help, but indeed, he told the person to end the contract he was going to tell. Seeing the person, he was being speechless, knowing he got caught. Then I was escorted out of the building as I had no coat, but he advised me to get it, told me not to enter the premises ever again. I just recall going on East Row and managing to get home as safe as I said I could get. Then I just realized what just happened and waiting for someone to call me. Just remember this was the crucial part where it was all in my head and I needed to release the information. My head was pounding. I called someone and told them to call me as soon as possible, where I waited forever for the phone to ring. I laid on the couch. I was so fearful of my safety. I thought I was going to die. This is being too much information to hold. I became psychotic because of the brain damage. I just remembered that I had the piece of paper. I could call the numbers. I had to let all this information, as I was just couldn't stop talking. I requested for medical help, but no one ever did. Then I went back and laid on the couch. Then racing thoughts came to my head. Like I was said I was unsafe and no one has called me. They were coming after me. I realized they could use this tape against me and state that I didn't need medical help, that I was going to die. So I waited for Denise. I was fearing for my life and a madman psychotic. I was in and out of parallels. I remember talking to the doctor's office. I just remember asking what time it was. Someone told me to call, but I think I don't know how it was initiated. Some of the time I laid on the couch, and sometimes I think I was walking back and forth at a fast pace. I'm not clear how long I was on the couch for. But then the damage was too much. I waited for Denise to get home. Here I was in a position in a ball. I don't know how long I was in that position for. I just recall hearing a car door slam. When Denise approached me, I still didn't know what to say as I couldn't tell her since it was confidential. I don't know, I was in psychosis mode. I recall emailing people again, but no one called again. Then went through the back of my head with racing thoughts about the fraud of the contract and what I went through, that they were after me. I had an issue from them before, but I never really thought about it till Wednesday or Thursday. I was more worried about that I stated that I was unsafe, which I was, and no one did nothing about it or called me. I was worried about how they blackmailed me with the tape, that they had it on record from last year, that this was a major issue, where I thought that this was going to be used against me, and they would get away with everything. Just one of those nights, which was Wednesday, I tried to stabilize the injury. I'm not exactly how, but my mind was telling me to do since I was psychotic, but it didn't matter since the damage was done. Then I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, I made the tape. That was real. At the time went by slow, but it was quick.